As is traditional with Anchorage School Board agendas, just as students are starting a new year of classes, the final discipline statistics for the previous year's fourth quarter and entire term appear. At the same meeting, members also began discussions on the final version of the school board goals, one of which focused on out-of-school suspensions and expulsions. The discipline report begins with a fairly new feature arising from a board request, a tally of good behavior broken into four quarters plus the end-of-year numbers. The total year summary showed approximately 97% of the elementary school students were not suspended or expelled from school. High school was about 90%. Middle school, again for the entire school year, showed 75% of the students without any out-of-school suspension or expulsion actions. 2008-2009 was the fifth straight year for a reduction of overall middle school suspensions. Middle school executive director Leslie Vandergaw explained why.
We have had a very sustained effort for the last 4 years, focusing on ever-increasing proactive measures.
Those measures not only focused on students, such as anti-bullying and conflict resolution, but included parents before more serious situations arose. Specific suspensions for bullying had dropped, but fighting and sexual harassment were up from the previous year. Anchorage High School showed an overall drop in out-of-school suspensions in 2008-2009, including fights and assaults. High school executive director Mike Henry described a new effort to reduce suspensions for lesser infractions, such as accumulated tardies. Using federal stimulus money, Anchorage's comprehensive high schools will each have an intervention support specialist. Henry said some students fail classes because they miss too much school through short-term suspensions.
We plan on starting right away, immediately, when we get these folks on staff to start holding on to kids and not making it easier for kids, but just not sending them home.
A similar program is slated for middle schools. The new board goals call for decreasing suspension and expulsions for all students, as well as within each individual group as defined by the federal No Child Left Behind Act. Board member Jeff Friedman relayed a concern raised by absent colleague Crystal Kennedy, one that her messenger shared.
We don't want to reduce suspensions and expulsions simply by ignoring bad behavior. If we're holding principals accountable for their suspension rate and saying you really need to suspend fewer students out there, what are they going to do? There's two ways. You improve behavior or you ignore behavior.
Anchorage School Superintendent Carol Como immediately responded to the fear classroom safety might fall victim to the proposed school board goal.
We cannot send the message that we're going to tolerate violence or weapons or illegal substances in our schools.
Como added, at the same time, the school's response cannot cease with suspensions and expulsions.
We have a responsibility as educators. Sometimes kids just turn off and are disengaged because they're bored, they're not motivated, or school's frustrating to them for reasons, and we have to figure out what the root causes are. That's what we're trying to do with some of these programs that the staff's come up with, use the stimulus funding to really try some things to see if they're going to be more effective than maybe some of the things we've been doing in the past.
Board member Pat Higgins was pleased with the new emphasis. He said looking for and then dealing with root causes while assuring school safety is obviously preferable to simply removing troublesome students from classes and taking away their educational opportunities. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.